Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, picture this. You're walking down the street. It's a beautiful summer day. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. The clouds are billowy. They're amazing. They're just looking at them, and the trees are in bloom, and you can smell the fragrance of the flowers that are just blooming, and you say to yourself, wow, life is great. And while you're walking down the street, you're looking in the windows of the different stores, and you come across the bakery, and you look into the bakery window, and there it is. You can't believe it. There it sits right in front of you, all of this incredible, absolutely magnificent, well-displayed foods, bakery goods, cheesecake, chocolate cake, cupcakes, cookies, all the things that your brain says, yes, I want that. Yes, come on. Come on, Howard, you can go in there and eat that. It's only one. Who's going to know? It's not a problem. And you say to yourself, I want it. But you're smart enough to know that all of that sugar is not good for you, so you walk away. You walk down the street. It's hard to pull yourself away because you can smell the odors of the bakery coming out and how wonderful it is. Fresh bread. But oh, wait a minute, you've got to walk away because it's not good for you. Because once you know that you go in there, you will be out of control. And you start to walk down the street. And the further you get down the street, the more you realize you made the right decision. So, as a person, you are capable of making a decision about not doing something that's not good for you, that's going to hurt you, even though initially it might taste good. But do you have the same ability as a business person? Now, in business, our goal is to make a profit. Our goal is to do business. But can we separate the difference between good business and bad business? Do we just take anything on just because we say, you know what, it's a sale? And then, of course, when we close the sale out, when we're done with it, when we've shipped the product or delivered the service, and we look at the profit margins, we go, why'd we do that? That kind of sale, that kind of profit margin is going to put us out of business. We didn't use good judgment. We knew that we should not take that contract. We knew we shouldn't take that responsibility. We knew we should have walked away, but we didn't. Or we go to say to ourselves, our staffing is, company's growing and our staffing isn't what it needs to be, and we need to grow the staffing, and someone walks in, and that little voice inside of you says, don't do this, it's a problem. But we don't listen. We hire the person anyway. And 6 months later, we say, why did we do that? This is a disaster. Not only aren't they a good employee, but they're affecting everyone else. They're disturbing the culture of our company. They're making everybody's life miserable. Why did we do that? Why did I do it? Because you weren't really listening to yourself. You weren't really paying attention. Always be ready to walk away from a business deal that's just not working. If it doesn't feel right, try to find out why. If you've done something like it similar before and it hasn't worked out, why? We're not just in business to trade dollars. We're not in business to lose money. We are in business to make money. to make money, we have to have a good, solid project, a project that's profitable, a project that's within the scope of our credibility. When we hire a person, we need to know what the job description is. What are we looking for? What skills, what talents? Do they fit those talents? Do they have the right attitudes? So it doesn't matter what it is in your business. You need to think. You need to feel whether this is the right thing. You need to do your homework, your research. You need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. You need to know where you go. And if it doesn't fit into your strategy, no matter what it is, if it doesn't fit into your business plan, if it's a disruption, if it's a bigger contract than we should be taking on because we know we just can't fulfill it, but that would be a real feather in our cap to get it when we get into it and we can't complete it and it causes us great losses, it's not going to be something that we're going to ever forget. So always be ready to walk away from anything in your business that's not working and go out and find things that will work. Go out and create business that's good for you. Go out and sell something that's going to be profitable. Hire the right people. Don't be afraid to walk away, because sometimes when you walk away from a business project or not hire a person that's going to work for you, it can be the most sensible, sane, profitable thing you can do, because it's not going to cost you time, stress, business loss, and an interruption of your business culture. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.